All right, the only daily WNBA podcast ever. Can you believe it? Ever? I'm gonna say that every single time. Ever.
Yeah, I guess. What if somebody gets another daily WNBA podcast? Can we still say it?
We can't. Maybe I'll go to the first ever daily WNBA podcast ever. I just saw Sophie Cunningham's joining the podcast game.
Yes.
With the
show me something. Show me something.
Show me some. I thought it was show me some.
Maybe it is.
Show me some. Yeesh. Show. What does that mean?
It almost sounds like Sophie if you say it the right way.
Show me. Show me some.
She had like that viral moment that changed her life.
Yeah, it's insane. She, on the first episode, I believe, she was kind of just going through like, I had like a few hundred followers here, 100,000 followers here, a couple hundred thousand, and overnight, 600,000 followers, literally.
The needle mover.
The needle mover, yeah. Sophie is a polarizing figure in the WNBA. Sophie Cunningham, if you're unfamiliar with her.
I didn't realize she had beef or was good friends with Natasha Cloud.
With Natasha Cloud.
I didn't realize that.
On the Mercury, and there was a falling out. Political, maybe. I don't care, really. I think they squashed it, which is nice to see. And they were good friends. They have like a weird photo shoot they did in Phoenix. And now they're on two of the best teams in the league, which is nice to see. Also, Cunningham, I was watching her warm-ups. People say, oh, she runs her mouth too much. She's kind of like silly in these interviews. That's her all the time. She walks on the court. She doesn't stop talking, really. She's wooing and high-fiving and kind of like shouting at other players. She's full of energy. Like,
not for her. I don't want her to be I don't want a tame version. That's what you get.
Yeah, she shimmies, she flips her hair, and she also pulls hair, as you see. When it came to defending Caitlin. Wait, one more note on the Fever. I forgot to mention when I saw them warm up. We've seen a few teams warm up, and there's the occasional player that we feel like is slow, maybe not in the best shape. The Fever is in incredible shape as a whole team. They looked elite. Like, everybody's an athlete. Cuts in their arms and their legs. They're doing suicides, not even winded, laughing the whole time. They did this balance thing with some, I don't know who the, I wanted to see who the trainer was. It's the first time I've seen it. It's like a big tube they're holding with water. And they're balancing on a ball.
Get those stabilizer muscles cooking.
Dude, they are incredibly fit as a whole team.
I'm pretty impressed with a lot of the strength and conditioning coaches that I see and a lot of the routines that they do before the game. That is no joke. They're hiring like legitimate strength and conditioning people that are really putting in work, getting the muscles loose and ready to rock and roll before a game.
Yeah, their arms are so cut. It looked like they could throw a like something onto a court from the top level of the bowl. If they were to do that.
And reach? That's an insane throw if they were to hit somebody.
Yeah, I didn't. Is it like a
wiffle ball or like a baseball or like a rubber ball? What are you talking about?
Like a rubber ball. Rubber. All rubber, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, they probably have good arms. That could hurt someone.
Yeah, that absolutely could hurt someone. Something rubber getting flung onto a court from the upper deck could really cause some damage physically, and then maybe with your ego too, hurt your ego there.
Wait, did you see the Valkyries game last night?
Valkyries?
The team that's off to the jumps, the really hot start, the franchise that was, expansion league.
They've kind of been slipping up.
They were in a tight game. I think it was 75 all, and there was around a minute left. And if I'm not mistaken, I think somebody actually did throw something onto the court, and it was an inappropriate thing that they threw onto the court.
Wait, don't say the name.
I don't even want to say.
This
I don't even want to say the
word. We can't say.
Yeah, I'm not going to say the word, but to me, it was very disrespectful what happened yesterday.
Whoa! Wait a second. Batteries not included, or?
So you know what I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about. It looked fully rubber, so I'm assuming no batteries.
Maybe we just say batteries not included.
All right, there you go. So yeah, it bounced. You know, they didn't know it was on the court.
What
the referees didn't
it?
Stop the game. The referees didn't stop the game. It was green, like I want to say neon green.
Okay.
The referees let them play on, and then, you know, the police officer came and didn't pick it up right away. And I guess the cameraman was wondering, how come they're not picking it up? It was because she was putting gloves on, because obviously, for lack of a better word, she didn't know where that's been. You know, how did
Yikes.
That get into the stadium?
You know what? All valid points here. That's unreal that that's happened. I think the first time ever at a basketball game in America. What, you think it's a...
I just take it as, like, disrespectful.
You think it's a shot at the W, like someone who's not a fan, or someone who is a fan just trying to be, like, silly?
I can't see it being a real fan doing something like that. Like, why would you do something so disrespectful to the game and disrespectful to the players and, like... It's just such an inappropriate thing to do. It's kind of like disgusting behavior.
It really is lowbrow, low class behavior.
I hope they caught. I hope they caught the person. I don't know if they did or not.
Straight to jail.
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 Do you know? I don't know. Did they caught them? They should go to jail for something like that.
100% yes. If kids.
Could you imagine it hit one of the players in the face,
oh
or just hit one of the players in general?
That player is going in the post-game press conference and crying and saying how humiliated they are, and it's a really big deal. And maybe they're going to prevent fans from bringing any items into any games for the rest of the season.
Imagine trying to do your job. Imagine trying to do your job. I don't care what you
do. Like, I'm at my desk at my job.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
You're
a crossing guard. You're a police officer. You're, like, whatever. And... that someone throws that at you and hits your face, to me, that's like, I'm so livid as the person. Because you don't know where that's been, too.
Yeah. It's really super disrespectful.
And it's like, what is the message? What are you trying to, aside from just being, like, immature and cruel and just out of touch, like, what is the message that that person was trying to send?
Yeah, why is it green?
I think you're getting too fixated on the color too much.
Yeah, okay.
Unless it's a Liberty fan.
I mean, it might have been. Was it seafoam green?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like that emerald color.
Got it. Maybe a Storm fan giving a message to the Valkyries. Like, we're the top dog of the West Coast. You think?
I don't know, man. I'm honestly, like, it really disgusted me yesterday. Like, I had, like, a knot in my stomach thinking, like, I hope they were able to laugh it off, because I can see some people. I feel like I know people in my life that would have been, like, devastated from something like that.
Here's a quick take. If I'm with you at the game, I'm cracking up. Like, I'm laughing. Maybe we have a couple drinks in us and we're feeling good. And we're like, oh, my gosh, did you see that? I'm trying to film it. If I'm with my daughter at the game, I'm actually getting upset. I'm actually
upset. There's young kids at this game. There's a ton of kids at the game. This is a fan. I would be mortified if I took students on a field trip and that had happened.
Think about that. Yeah, there's a lot of kids. Some of you haven't been to a W game. There's a ton of kids at these games, more than NBA games. Like, young girls and boys. They have a great young audience there, at least in New York. So how do you explain that to a 10-year-old?
That's what I mean. In terms of, like, inappropriate things, taking away a kid's innocence is, like, at the highest, to me, is, like, one of the worst things that can happen.
Yeah, it's rough. It has happened before in other games. I think in the Buffalo Bills arena, someone also threw a batteries not included onto the field, and I saw somewhere in the
UK. I can't believe we're even talking about this.
Yeah, in the UK, they also was thrown on a soccer field, and it's actually kind of a I'm still finding humor in this. I'm so twisted. I don't know what's wrong with me, but
you like fart humor? What's up with you?
Yeah, I do like fart humor, man.
Okay. So
you
it's
know,
just like
Beavis and Buttheads is having a new season coming out.
That, you know, that show never did it for me. South Park
Anyway, in the UK, when it was on the soccer field, the security guard went to go kick it off the field, and he scored a goal accidentally. It's a really good clip. It went in the goal. All right. What, I thought we were going to start with the biggest news of the day, and it's Cameron Brink's comeback.
And, 11, I think like 11 minutes, a couple points. They lost, a little frustrated in the tunnel afterwards. But the fact that she's playing again is great for her, great for the Sparks, and great for the league.
Yeah, Brink had a block that kind of made its round around the internet. If that makes sense. I don't know what you call it. Good reflexes. It was just a good time to block.
Like getting on a bike. Protecting that pain for her. She knows what to do. She's an athlete.
It was nice to see. I think her only point was a three-pointer, too, which is interesting. Her only point.
Yeah, from the right wing, I saw that. I was pumped for her.
She's big, hitting threes. She's been out over a year. I think in June of last year is when she tore her ACL against Connecticut. And then now her first game back. It seems like it was a long road or longer than usual. Is that the typical recovery time for ACL?
You really don't want to rush back ever. I always thought 18 months is generally how long it takes to get back, 12 to 18 months. And then I've always thought it takes 2 seasons once you start playing again to actually be back to the player that you were. But if she was the student of the game on the sidelines, really picking veterans' brains and coaches' brains, you know, she's not even in her prime yet. She's probably what, 23, 20, you know,
yeah,
24. She, you know, she's not even in her prime yet. So, you know, I do think because of the size and she's not just reliant on speed and their skill set she has, I do think, you know, knock on wood that she stays healthy, that you're going to see a quality basketball player in Cameron Brink shake up the league, you know, once she gets her legs under her and not under minutes restriction.
Yeah, she's a true unicorn. She's tall, athletic, agile. So it's always fun to see her in the league, and has a great personality as well. That's what you kind of want fans to really get to know these players as the league really starts to grow. I was just looking up how long Paige was out. 370 days, so it was over a year with her ACL injury. And you got Nika Mule on the sideline as well with her ACL injury. And
seems like she's been out for a really long time.
Yeah, that was actually probably, it feels that way, but it was after, I think it was
right after her rookie year, which she didn't really play much.
Yeah, it was in October when she was playing for her, I think it was her home country. You also have Juju Watkins with an ACL injury. So to think that all these players, the next time you'll see them on a court, will be well over a year is kind of disheartening. It's a tough, it's a really tough injury to come back from. And then you're saying add another year on top of that minimum to just get them back to that player that they were. Tough. It's tough. But it's,
and I hate to say it, but women are more likely to tear it a second time if they tear it once, which is, you know, always a scary thing. There's a mental roadblock element that you got to factor in as well.
Yeesh. All right. What time is it? We're at the 15-minute mark. I was going to talk stud buds again. They're trying to cancel stud buds out there.
We need to do a whole episode on talking about stud buds.
I know.
You can keep going if you want.
I don't know what to think. Have they had Dave Portnoy on yet or not?
They have not. We would have seen it. They may have continued communication. I'm sure he's offered them a lucrative amount of money.
Yeah, I'd love them to have him on, to not give in to a few of the trolls or the people kind of threatening, hey, you're getting canceled. We still have this podcast. We never, you know, I just started following you. I kind of follow you. It's bullying. I don't understand why the league's own fans are trying to cancel some of the most prominent talented players in its league that they want to get paid more.
You know why. You know why.
It's insane. They want them. They don't want them to get paid then if they are trying to cancel Courtney Williams and Heidemann. They're on a team that is probably favored one or two to win the championship.
They're the best team in the league. Yeah,
it's
I would say probably. Are you pausing it or are you continuing?
No. I'm just saying we're talking at the same time, like four or five sentences in a row. We're really serendipitous. We're what's that word? Synchronicity.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
What were you gonna say?
Dave's definitely has different political. I would say he's definitely someone that leans right without actually saying he does. You know, he's had an interview with Trump, and you know, he's had some takes about how he feels politically. And I definitely say that the league is a more left-leaning political stance as a whole.
100%. So we get where the fans are coming from, but as the league grows, you have to get that people you don't see eye to eye with are going to watch the sport. And you want that. You really do want that. If you want them getting paid more, you want everybody to watch, regardless if you agree with them. You can't keep it, as I always say, like your little club. It's not that anymore, unless you want it to be, but then don't complain that the players aren't getting paid.
Right. Yeah, I think more eyeballs equal more viewership. Pay us what you owe us. And for that to happen, you got to expand.
100%. All right, we'll finish this up. The trade deadline for the W is August 8th. So we'll see if any trades happen.
Okay.
They're saying Marina Mabry might head to Seattle. I think that's something that popped across my feed. But we'll cover that as it comes. And I think we'll do this again.
Let's do it tomorrow.
All right, let's do it tomorrow. All right, sounds good. Thanks for listening.
All right, I'll see you guys.